This is Perakya Zion 17, Telem, Tefillah le David. This is a prayer for David. Shema Hashem Tzedek. Listen, Hashem, to my prayers with tzedakah, with kindness. David HaMelech, Achazah was telling us, was praying that God should not mete out justice without tzedakah, without charity. We are told that David HaMelech made a census of the Jewish people, and God was not satisfied with that action, and he told David, David, you have a choice to be hit by hunger, war, or plague. Pick which one you want. When I was a young boy, I asked my mother, Aleha Shalom, I said, Ma, who do you like better? Which one of the children? Which one of the siblings? So my mother picked up her hand in great wisdom, and she said, you see how many fingers I have? I said, yes. She says, which finger do I like better? Do I like my thumb better? Do I like my index finger better? Can't say you like one. You need them all. The same way are my children. I love them all, each in his own way, even though each child is different. Now, if a person would be asked to Chas V'Shalom sacrifice a finger, would that be a good question? King David was asked how he wanted to be punished. So he said, Nipla na b'yad Hashem. Let me fall in the hand of Hashem, because I know Hashem has ultimate mercy. And even though I am subject to punishment, I would rather have it with Hashem's great mercy. So David HaMelech says, Shema Hashem Tzedek. Listen, Hashem, with charity. Hakshiva Minasi. Listen to my davening. Hazina Tzvilasi. Listen to my prayers. Below Sifse Mirma. Because there's no cheating on my lips. So Chazal tell us that a person can expect to go in front of Hashem to ask him for mercy if he himself is a cheater and a liar. So David HaMelech said, Hazina Tzvilasi below Sifse Mirma. When there's no cheating on my lips, I can ask you to listen to my tefillos. Milfanecha mishpoti yetze. From in front of you, my justice goes out. Einecha techzena mesharim. Your eyes see straight things. Your eyes should see me in a straight way, in a positive way. At this point, King David is asking Hashem to be tested. He said, after all, Avraham Avinu was tested and was found to be a great tzaddik. Why don't you test me and you'll find me to be even greater than Avraham Avinu? Which later on David recounts as being a big mistake, because a person should never ask to be tested, because God can find a test that he can't pass. Bachanta libi, you tested my heart. Pokarata laila, you commanded the sin of the night with Bathsheba. Tzaraftani, you purified me. Valtimsa, but you did not find me correct. Or as many other Mepharshim say, as well as the Targum, you did not find me to have problems. Zamosi, any bad thoughts, Bayavapi, would not pass over my mouth. The Fu'ulos, Adam, the works of man, what man gets, the punishment that a man gets. B'dvar Svasecha, come with the words of your lips. In other words, everything comes out of Hashem. Ani shamarti orchus paretz. Therefore, I will be careful of ways of chutzpah. As we are told that when David HaMelech found himself having problems with Bathsheba, he implored God, he said, Tomocha shurai b'magalosecha. Support my feet along your ways. Bal namotu v'omoy. My feet shouldn't trip, shouldn't go off the way. I shouldn't do avaris. Please help me, help me. Ani kirasicha ki saneni. I call you, Hashem. Please answer me. Take my davening, Kel Hashem. Hat oznacha li. Turn your ears to me. Shema imrosi. Listen to my prayers and my supplications. Hafle chasadecha. Protect your good ones. Moshiach chosim. Help the one that rely on you. Mimis kamimim. Against those who stand up on them. Biminecha. With your right hand. Help the chasidim. Help the good people. Shamreini ki ishan basain. Protect me just like the black part of the eye, the pupil, is surrounded by the iris. And the black part is like it's protected. B'tzel kenofecha tasireni. With the shade of your wings, protect me. B'nei Rishayim zu shaduni. Before the Rishayim, before these evil people that want to hurt me, Oivai, my enemies, benefesh, with the with what they want to do, with whatever they want to do in their hearts, in their nefesh, yakifu oloi, they surrounded me. Chelbomo, sogru, fimo, the fat surrounded their mouths, the gaiva, the fat, their wealth. Dibru begeus. Therefore they spoke with greatness, with great haughtiness. Ashurenu, our feet. Ata now, svavunu. They surrounded me. Enehem, their eyes, yashisu lintos ba'aretz. Their eyes they put to make me trip on the earth, to trip, to do avaris. Demiono, what are they like? Ka'arye. Now a lion, when it takes its prey, it takes it right in front of everyone. It doesn't hide its prey. It does it with chutzpah. Yichsof, like a lion, you desire litrof to kill. Uchichfir, like a young lion, yoshev bimistarim. They're hiding in their hideouts. Kuma Hashem. Arise, Hashem, kadma panav, meet their face. Achriyehu, knock them down to their knees. Palta nafshi, save my soul. May Rasha charbecha, from the Rasha, who is your cherev, who you use as an agent. We are told that a person doesn't do anything, that Russia does not commit any crime against a Jew unless Hashem determines it. So in essence, they are the agents of God. I saw a pshat in the Chinuch, Sefer Chinuch. He said, why can't you take revenge on someone? Someone did something to you that's not appropriate, evil. Why can't you take revenge? It's only the right thing. He did it to you. You do it to him. So the Chinuch says that a person doesn't do anything by himself. He only did something bad to that other person because God instructed him to do it. Now, why was this person instructed to do it? That we don't know. So why should you take revenge against the messenger? The Targum on this pasuk learns a little bit differently. That protect my nefesh from the Rishayim, which are chayev, they are subject to being killed by your sword. Mimsim yadcha Hashem, from those people who die on your hands, Hashem. In other words, those people who die for Kiddush Hashem, from sanctification of your holy name, who give themselves over to be killed as the martyrs that we've had all through the generations. Mimsim Micheled, or those people who die due to old age. Chazal dashen it, that chelet also means rust. And when Rav Shimon Yochai was hiding in a cave, running away from the government, his body became rust-colored because he only had water and a carob tree to have his sustenance from. And he gave himself over to learn day and night with his son in a cave. Chelkam b'chayim. Their portion will be with the living during Tchias HaMesim, when the dead come alive. Utsufuncha, and your hidden ones, with Hashem treasures, temale vitnam, their bellies will be filled with good things. Yisbohu vanim, they will be satisfied with sons. Ve'inichu yisram lalalem, and they will leave over what they, their inheritance for their children. Ani, I, b'tzedek, echze fanecha. I, with correctness, when somebody has correctness, I will see your face. Esba'a, I will be satisfied. When? B'hokitz, when I wake up during Tchias HaMesim, t'munasecha, to see your form, Hashem's form, during the Tchias HaMesim.